Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 26, 1804, day 13 of the expedition. Camped on southern extreme of Looters Island. Looters Island is probably Luto, according to Biddle, which is French for otter. The journal entry for today is a detachment order, written by Captain Lewis, designating the details and members of squad messes, and signed by both Captain Lewis and Captain Clark. It also provides a separate mess time for the Frenchman and temporary crew. This order is a gem for the genealogy researcher. As a matter of interest, in Montana, John Willard of Billings is a great-great-relative of Private Alexander Hamilton Willard, who was a member of the expedition. A portion of the entry follows.
Sergeants Floyd, Ordway, and Pryor, until further orders, form the crew of the keelboat. The mess of the Patroon La Jeunesse will form the crew of the Red Pirogue, Corporal Worthington's mess forming that of the White Pirogue. Sergeant John Ordway will continue to issue the provisions and make details for guard duty. The day after tomorrow, lye, corn, and grease will be issued to the party. The next day, pork and flour. And the following day, Indian meal and pork, and in conformity to that routine, provisions will continue to be issued to the party until further orders. Should any of the messes prefer Indian meal to flour, they may receive it accordingly. No pork is to be issued when we have fresh meat on hand. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 16, 1804.
All details for guard or other duties were made in the evening while camped. Provisions for the party were issued for the next day and cooked that evening. No cooking was allowed during the day while on the march. Tomorrow, two traders from the Omaha Nations.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Lewis's journal entries read by Russ Palmer. Music courtesy of Makote Records. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.